Hilltoppers win at Florida Atlantic, 93-83. Time to chat with our U.S. Bank star of the game. U.S. Bank, five-star service guaranteed. Ty Rogers comes up with a career night, 27 points, hit 5 3-pointers. And this one was perfect from the free throw line in this ball game. And the Hilltoppers get a big win on the road, 93-83. And a win is a good thing, obviously, Ty. But it's, this one, I think, even makes more of an impression on people, or at least it should if they dig deep enough to see that there was an awful lot of adversity. It wasn't just an equal game with our usual guys against their usual guys. We had some guys sitting out, and there had to be it had to be coming from someone other than who everyone thinks it's going to come from in this ball game tonight.
Right. It was a tough game from the start. When you have a guy hurt like Courtney Lee, it is going to hurt your team. But one thing that I was proud of is our guys, we didn't let it bother us tonight, and we had everybody step up from 1 through 13 or however many played. I was very happy with the way our guys didn't hang our heads and think, well, our best player's hurt, what are we going to do? No, that was never asked, and I was proud of the way everybody stepped up.
Talk about how you think the bench has contributed, particularly, say, the last, you won three in a row, so the last three basketball games.
Our bench has been one of our strengths from the very first game of the season, and we know that that's one of our strengths, and we try to utilize that each and every night, and I thought tonight we did a great job of that.
Did you feel, obviously you picked up the slack a great deal, but when Courtney didn't play much in the second half, did you really think, boy, I really need to step it up a little bit tonight, or was that kind of in the normal flow of the game that you got your shots?
Well, I think it was just more of in the flow of the game. I happened to get more shots tonight because he wasn't playing, and I just felt like tonight I need to step up as far as being a leader on the floor, because Courtney, we all know he is one of our best players, or obviously our best player, and I think tonight I tried to step up more as far as showing leadership more than scoring, and it just so happened tonight that my teammates found me, and I happened to score the basketball as well.
First time in this gym, first time you saw it, obviously the lights, the surroundings didn't bother you too much. Do you like this place?
It reminds me of Lyon County High School.
It reminds me a lot of high schools.
Ty, when did the team know, or did you ever know, that Courtney wouldn't play anymore in this ball game?
Well, we knew he was hurt yesterday and coming into the night, but I didn't even realize when he was on the bench that he wouldn't come back in the game. I mean, obviously, there was a long stretch that he didn't come in, and I realized it, but that was never said. Like I said, we really didn't worry about that. We have a lot of guys that can score the basketball as well as just come in and play and give us a contribution. And, I really didn't realize he wasn't going to play, but I was very proud of our bench and our younger guys.
A lot of people want to say that after a team comes out in a second half and really turns up a game and turns the tide in a basketball game, everybody wants to know what the coach said at halftime. Does he have to say much? Does he have to come up with a Newt Rockne speech, if you will? Or do you guys pretty much know, hey, we didn't play our best game, they shot the lights out, we need to turn it around now?
Well, we knew that we did not come out at all in the first half and play well defensively, but I give our coaching staff a lot of credit for making adjustments, and they always at halftime make sure that we know what needs to be corrected, however they need to do that. They get it done. But once again, I was proud of the way we came out and changed that in the second half, because it became a pride factor, I think, because obviously we gave up 50 points in the first half, and, I mean, you just can't do that. I do give a lot of credit to Florida Atlantic. I mean, they played great tonight, and it was a hard-fought win. But, I mean, it doesn't matter how well the other team's playing. You shouldn't give up 50 points.
And you gave up only 33 in the second half. And so, good win for the Hilltoppers. And back at home on Wednesday night. We'll see you then. Thanks, Ty.
All righty. Thank you.
That's Ty Rogers, our U.S. Bank star of the game. U.S. Bank, five-star service guaranteed. We'll check the scores on the Downing Peak Vision Center's real-time scoreboard when we come back to Boca Raton in just a couple of moments. The Hilltoppers win 93-83. This is the Medical Center post-game report on the Big Red Radio Network.